my producer, has the cover story on Isthmus this week on the upcoming recall elections, Mr. Jack Craver. I was able to read through the article before the show. Very well written. Good work.
Thank you.
I don't know why the hell you're producing for me and you're not like in New York City as like a professional journalist. Dude, you really are good at, you're a good writer.
Well, thank you.
So kind of tell us what this article is all about. It's a really fair article. It just kind of looks at both sides of the recall elections, the people that are for them, the people that are against them. And you actually had the opportunity to walk around with Fred Clark when he was going door to door. So kind of tell us how this cover story all came about.
Yeah. I mean, the idea was to give as comprehensive a look at the recalls as possible. And part of that was to get a on-the-ground look at one of the campaigns, and I chose Fred Clark for that, mostly because he's the nearest to the Madison, mm-hmm. his district is. But to see him in action, I actually had to drive up to Coloma, Wisconsin, population 700,
mm-hmm.
and I just watched him knock on doors for a couple hours, and it was pretty interesting to see the different responses he got, you know, in a generally conservative area.
Yeah, I like the response that he got from one woman. I'm 63 years old and I want to be able to retire. And I looked on the internet and I saw how much we pay these teachers for their pensions. Just go.
Yeah, just go.
Just go, you know? Which is insane. The pensions, yeah, teachers get a decent pension, but it's part of their overall package. What I could say to that woman is, yeah, but they're also not compensated as much for their take-home pay. The pension is part of what they make. It's part of what draws people to that career field. So how much of that did you see? Would you say that there were more people that were supportive, or was it kind of mixed,
well,
even 50-50?
Most people, I think, held their cards pretty close to their chest. You know, they didn't often, you know, Fred at the end of introducing himself, he'd say, "Oh, so can I count on your support?" And people would say, "You know, I'm still making up my mind, but thanks for coming by." And, you know, sometimes, like, he'd say, his interpretation was sometimes that's a Republican who doesn't want to argue with you, but sometimes it's just somebody who really hasn't made up their mind yet and is so bombarded with different information. You know, one ad that's calling Clark a domestic abuser and yeah. another that says, you know, he's got the solutions to all their problems. And, you know, they feel a little overwhelmed and bewildered by the whole process. But we did come across some other people who showed pretty clear resentment for the whole process.
So Fred Clark is running against Senator Luther Olson. You know, it is a really good article. What is there anything as you were researching this article that opened your eyes, something that you didn't know before as you were researching this, something you went, oh, wow, I did not know that?
Well, I think the fact that all these recalls of the Republican senators are taking place in pretty conservative districts is something that's been left out of the discussion of this whole process. Mm-hmm. I think Dan Capanke is really the only, in Western Wisconsin, is the only Republican who comes from a relatively Democratic district. The other ones come from pretty conservative districts. Luther Olson, for instance, you know, he didn't even have an opponent last time around. This, you know, the Democrats didn't even bother mm-hmm. fielding someone against him. So I think the reality is that the Democrats, if they pull this off against the Republicans, it's even bigger than a lot of people think now, because these are Republican districts.
And it's historic. No matter what happens, it's historic. Never in the state have we had 9 recall elections. Mm-hmm. I believe there have only been 2 politicians that have been recalled in the state's history, right?
Two legislators,
yep. So it's already historic, but the fact if the Democrats can flip the Senate and get at least 3 Senate seats, they flip the Senate to Democratic, that is pretty, but even no matter what happens, it's unbelievable that this is going on in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
It really is. It is a historic thing. You know, the reason why I asked you if you dug up anything that you had not known, as I was reading the story before the show, I did not know that Senator Alberta Darling, who's a Republican from River Hills, that she was a former Planned Parenthood board member.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never would have guessed that in a million years.
Well, yeah, that's another thing is something I was asking people a lot was, I was talking to a lot of union people and I said, you know, when was the last time you endorsed Republicans, or have you endorsed any Republicans recently? And they say, oh, yeah, you know, we endorsed Kapanke the last time around. You know, we endorsed Mike Ellis the last time around. There were a lot, as recently as a couple of years ago, there were some of these Republicans were actually leading the fight for collective bargaining rights for UW faculty and academic staff. And, you know, so it represents a pretty drastic shift in philosophy, a very convenient shift, I guess.
Yeah, considering that Alberta Darling voted to take to kill funding for Planned Parenthood, or to drastically cut funding for Planned Parenthood, as someone that was a Planned Parenthood board member, that's I don't know how long ago that was.
Probably 20 years ago.
20 years ago. Okay, so she had plenty of time to flip her opinion. Another thing that I really liked about Jack's story, which is the cover story of today's Isthmus. About the recall elections here in Wisconsin, is Jack brings up the fact that, you know, there are some people that fear that the recalls will promise a future of endless campaigns fueled by the two parties and special interests. And I know that Jack and I have discussed this before, but I think that that is a concern for a lot of people, that it's going to be nonstop campaigning.
Yeah.
And already we have that because, you know, for most of these people, it's every 4 years they have to run for reelection. So we already see, you know, there's about 2 years of actually getting things done or not getting things done, and then it's right back into the campaign cycle again. So if we do have recalls happening more often, you're going to see nothing but constant campaigning, constant campaign ads on the TV, on radio. And personally, and I know we've discussed this before, Jack, I don't think it's going to get to that point. I really think that this is a unique circumstance. Walker, this is about as divided as our state has ever been, and this is about the most extreme governor the state has ever had. So I think this is sort of a unique situation.
Yeah, and actually another thing I learned during the process is that of the states that have recalls, Wisconsin has one of the strictest requirements for recalls. You know, a quarter of the gubernatorial vote in a district, it's a pretty tough threshold, even in the age of the internet. It's tough to get people motivated.
It is, and I think that you kind of hit on something I was just going to say, which is that it's recalls are harder than they may look. It's not easy to get these signatures. It was easier this time around with the internet, with, you know, with Twitter and Facebook and stuff. But people really have to be angry. And like, yeah, I said, that's why I think this is a real unique situation, because, you know, our state is very divided, and a lot of people are really, really ticked off. So I don't think we're going to see a lot of recall. I don't think recall elections will become the norm. But I don't know. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens. Now, do you, off the top of your head, you have, I know that the primaries happen mid-July here, and then the actual recall, the primaries happen mid-July.
The first round of primaries, all the Republican incumbents are facing primaries on July 12th. And then the three Democratic incumbents are facing primaries on
the 19th.
The 19th, and also on the 19th is the first general election. Dave Hansen, Green Bay Democratic incumbent, is facing David Vanderleest, the wind farmer, because there's not going to be any primary in that race after Representative John Nygren, the Republican, got disqualified. Mm-hmm. Didn't have enough signatures.
All right, so check it out. It's a really, really, really good story. It's in today's Isthmus. It's actually the cover story. Jack Craver reports the upcoming elections could turn Wisconsin politics upside down. Did you come up with that with the title?
No.
Just the story. Well written, though, and definitely worth checking out. Today's Isthmus, once again, Jack Craver, my producer, with the cover story. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the smoking ban. It's been exactly 1 year. Well, it was exactly 1 year on Tuesday since the statewide smoking ban went into effect. So I will ask you this question. How do you feel about it a year later?